But first, we do this from time to time. This guy has one of these old dial-up phone services, a sports hotline. We thought we would give it a call. It's in East Texas somewhere. This is Ed Carter's sports hotline. He's always got controversial sports opinions.
With your sports break for Thursday, June 14th, in the year of our troop supporting Lord 2018, I'm Edwin Wayne Carter.
Wayne.
I didn't know that.
If you would like to hear about women's kayaking, press or say 1. If you would like to hear a hot opinion about the Dallas Cowboys, press or say 2.
Yeah, I'm up for that. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. 2.
2. Good choice. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm worried about my American Dallas football Cowboys. And not just because they have that idiot Garrett as a head coach. But also because they have lost the great Jason Witten.
Mm.
For those who don't know much about football, Jason Witten was football's true American patriot.
God.
When he came into this league, no one thought he had a chance to be anything. But little did they know that Jason Witten had a secret weapon. A lunch pail.
Oh, God.
A lunch pail that he would take to work every day. He didn't have a lot of talent, but he worked hard. He thought work was the most important thing, and he was white. He was right. Gosh. Now he is gone. Now, I ain't sad that that troublemaking showboat Dez Bryant is out of here. Dez was not a team player and thought it was all about him. I got news for you, Dez. All lives matter.
What is going on here?
Menu. If you would like to hear about Ukrainian Junior League curling, press or say 3.
No way. No.
If you would like to hear about how Ron Washington was the worst manager in Ranger history, press or say 4.
Oh, let's do that.
Sounds like a hot take.
Yeah, 4.
Good choice. Ron Washington was the worst manager in Ranger history. Main menu. If you want to hear my take on the NFL taking a knee during the national anthem, press or say 6.
Yeah, that'll be good.
6.
Thanks for your telephone choice. These players that are taking a knee need to go ahead and get the hell out of America. I suggest you go ahead and move to America's greatest enemy, Canada. That old Colin Kaepernick is the biggest traitor this country's ever seen since Benedict Cumberbatch said, give me liberty or give me death.
What? He's messing up all over the place.
I don't understand how these millionaires can protest a country that celebrates them like they are gods. I tell you one player that you won't see kneeling for the anthem.
Here we go.
And his name, without a doubt, and without further ado, is old Jason Witten.
Back to Witten again.
Main menu.
Back to the main menu.
If you would like to hear about Title IX issues and how it affects women's synchronized ice dancing, press or say 7.
Tempted on that one.
Yeah.
To hear my opinion on whether I or not I think fat women need to shut the hell up, press or say 8.
Yeah, we better not air that.
No.
For NBA notes, press or say 9.
That sounds innocent.
Okay.
9. Good choice.
Hmm.
It wasn't until about 5 minutes ago that I stopped laughing at LeBron getting swept in the finals. A lot of people are saying Kevin Durant was the MVP of the series, but to me, it is clearly, without a doubt, and without further ado, Zaza Pachulia.
He barely played.
Way to go, old Zaza. You are a true American.
Name and you.
Oh, if you would like to hear my comments on Christmas, press or say eight. If you would like to hear my comments on Juneteenth, press or say nine.
No way.
If you want to hang up, press or say the 10 key.
Let's do that.
10.
Good choice. That was your sports break for Thursday, June 14th, 2018. I'm Edwin Carter.
There he is.
That was a rough ride.
Wayne Carter. Opinions are his own.